naked thighs in a room full of fallen hope and take disguise. The eyes you think you shake at thighs in a room full of fallen hope and take disguise.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Odds and Ends. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Subbing today for Bird Bag, I want to say is what it's called. I also just noticed that the PNC Bank jingle is playing on the computer. I hope that that wasn't playing during the song.
Audio does not come out of there, so I think we're good.
I hope so. Eli's here.
Hello.
He wasn't here yesterday.
I was not.
Do we have anything to say?
My music professor said, I look forward to sharing your song with the whole rest of the class if you are okay with that.
Whoa.
I am not.
Of course.
But I feel like I can't say no.
That's a pretty huge compliment, though.
There's 12 people, and he probably said that to everyone.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Could be.
But this just in, I should say.
This just in. Breaking news!
My music professor, yeah.
Eli's music professor, tonight at 7.
So not important. I did lock myself in Granoff today with my friend Jack for 8 hours.
You locked yourself in there?
Well,
metaphorically?
Yeah, because I fully had the, you know, I could have left. I had that freedom, but I didn't exercise it.
So that's your fault?
Yeah, it's on me.
And are you pleased with the product? Maybe we can play the song on the show.
Maybe the instrumental part. Definitely not the part where my voice cracks a dozen times, because I wrote it for someone who can sing.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do that tomorrow. The series finale of Odds and Ends. Yeah. Tomorrow at 9.
Yeah. Well, no, but like, that is what's happening.
Tomorrow. That is what's happening, but don't expect to hear Eli's song.
Because you won't. Don't set expectations too high, because we will always fail.
Yes.
Also, it's the last one, so set them lower than normal.
Right.
Because we'll be sad to do it.
We'll be crying the whole time. Yeah. But drinking champagne, at least.
Yeah.
We just heard Free Room by Raven Lane. And next up, we're hearing Lowdown Man by...
Squirrel Nut Zippers?
It's a great name for a band. Let's hear it.
Thank you. wasn't warmer than Georgia, didn't feel just right. She had fever all day and chills at night. Now things got worse, yes, a serious bind. In times like this, it takes a man with a style like getting out of a vine. A doctor of the heart and a doctor of the mind.
That was Rock and Roll Doctor by Little Feet, and before that we heard Lowdown Man by Squirrel Nut Zippers. What? What did I mess up?
Nothing really.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
We're chilling, right? Let's check the headphones. Yeah, we sound great.
That was a fun one. I like that.
Thank you, yeah. And then next up, we're going to hear a song that Eli's never heard before.
Because it's a day old.
I listened to it earlier today. I don't remember how it goes, but it's Please Do Not Lean by Daniel Caesar featuring Bad Bad Not Good. Do we think that we're the first people to play this on WMFO?
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
Bang.
This is the debut. This is the premiere. Yeah.
Unless it's not.
It totally might not be.
Totally could be, though.
If it came out on Friday, I feel like someone probably played it.
It came out like today.
Did it?
Yesterday.
No, dude, songs never come out on a Monday.
Yeah, music comes out on Friday.
Usually.
So, maybe this is the third play. It's definitely a single-digit play. It's a top five play.
Which is exciting.
I'm excited. I haven't heard it.
Well, then let's hear it.
Sweet Emily, my bride-to-be, just how long will you stand next to me? For we both know it's more than a load for you to bear. It breaks my heart, but I don't understand if you'd leave me for another man with a little less on his mind, less on his plate, less in his brain. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able.
deep in despair. Could you please act like you're unaware? But we both know I'm just a dog chasing his bone. Please understand, I'm just a man that's nearly figured out his master plan. Just stick around and you gon' see worth every pound. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able. Please do not.
Friends, they forgive me of my sins. home rolling. Thank you. sweetly and said to me, not yet, not yet,
we just heard in that set. We started with Daniel Caesar, Please Do Not Lean, then Kurt Vile, Rolling With The Flow, and then we just heard Blake Mills with May Later. So you had never heard the Daniel Caesar song.
No.
I had never heard the Kurt Vile song. It was just from my Discover Weekly. And I also hadn't heard the Blake Mills song, but
yeah.
What did you think of that set?
I like the Kurt Vile one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Caesar, I'm excited to see he has an album coming out.
Really? Soon. He does?
He posted like 95% done with recording or something.
Okay.
Like that.
95% done with recording, that probably means
or
it's like
with,
a year away.
No, I don't know if I misread that.
Mm.
But it seemed like something was coming. Also, he just released a single, so.
Yeah, so probably.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Kendrick's new song?
The Hard Part 5? Not
yeah.
yet.
I thought it was pretty fantastic, not gonna lie.
I'm really excited.
I didn't get the lyrics at all, but was very funk forward, and I'm excited
cool.
for Kendrick to do a funk album because
yeah, wow.
you know,
it's been
To Pimp Butterfly, jazz, damn,
yeah.
kind of pop. Now
yeah.
he's doing funk.
Yeah,
it's a cool idea.
Yeah, we haven't gotten anything from him in almost 5 years, right?
Yeah, damn was 2017.
I went and saw that in
concert insane.
In my freshman year of high school.
That's so sick.
So,
oh my god.
That's 5 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
a long time.
It comes out on Friday.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Cool.
I wonder, since I'm going to be in LA, I wonder if there's going to be, if he's going to, I don't know, do like a listening party or something.
On Friday this week?
No, when I'm there.
Probably not a
you know, a week after the album releases.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. Yeah.
We can keep our eyes out
or
for that.
Or he's already touring it.
yeah.
yeah.
And he starts in LA.
He
He
would.
Well, probably.
And finish.
the LA World Tour.
I mean, that's where he's from, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of where people are from, awful segue.
It's a PSA that has to happen at some point. So I'm
oh, yeah. We can do it after this one.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I'm going to play a song by Coulter Wall, and he's a Canadian country singer, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Like a little bit.
What country is that even?
Canadian country.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie. This is from the original 16 Brewery Sessions. It's like a bunch of live sets that he did on YouTube, and they're fantastic.
Cool.
So here's Coulter Wall from Canada.
The country.
Reverend, Reverend, please come quick. 'Cause I got something to admit. I met a man out in the sticks, a good old miss. He drove a Series 10 Cadillac and wore a cigar on his lip. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie. Told him driving down the 61 in early July. Wild as the cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Said, I know you, I know you, young man. Well, I know you by the state of your hands. You're a six-string picker, just as I am. Well, let me learn you some. I know a few tunes to make all the girls dance. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? Saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as the cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Damn my foolish eyes. That man's lessons had a price, a sweet price. My sweet soul, everlasting, my very own eternal light. Don't you know that the devil wears a suit and tie? So I'm driving down the 61 in early July. White as the cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Well, the devil wears a suit and tie. So I'm driving down the 61 in early July. White as the cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by.
Devil Wears a Suit and Tie by Colter Wall. Also, the name of that album that it's from is called Imaginary Appalachia, which is, you're kind of a poser.
Yeah.
He's from, like, Saskatoon. He's from Saskatchewan. You're not from Appalachia.
Yeah.
PSA?
Somerville, oh, bad start. Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is Saturday, May 14th. It is set to ring out on front stoops across the city on Saturday, May 14th. Stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy this showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of music talent. Citywide? Or just, like... I mean...
Yeah, it's not all of Somerville. It's citywide. Like... It's a few blocks.
Somerville's the city, then?
Yeah.
But I think of it as a neighborhood, also.
We just voted for a mayor.
Well, we didn't. But, like, is it big? Is it weird to say... neighborhoods throughout.
I think the population of Somerville is like...
I'll stop talking then and keep reading.
I wonder if it's like... I think it's like over 100,000, do you think?
I didn't really remember that it was a city until just now, so I couldn't really tell you. Festivities will start west of Willow Avenue from 12 to 2 p.m. Performances between Willow Ave and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4, and east of Central Street will bring it on home from 4 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest, or just search for Somerville Porch Fest. A message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I like it when these teach you how to Google.
I also like that this PSA was clearly like just written and they call it Tufts Community Radio. Because there's a lot of ones in there that are called like Tufts Community Radio or Tufts Educational Radio, but they're really old PSAs.
Yeah, because we're like now Tufts Freeform, and it's already withering away.
So I think there's something about the PSA notebook that just wilts paper.
yeah.
In a way,
it tarnishes.
81,000 is the population of Somerville.
Yeah, that's how many neighborhoods.
What?
Like neighborhoods throughout.
What, read that sentence again.
Stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy this showcase.
Yeah, how many neighborhoods could be in Somerville?
I don't know.
And I went to this in the fall. It was maybe two neighborhoods.
Right, it's not like anywhere you go there's going to be music, right? Like
no.
It tells you three streets.
It basically goes from Tufts to like Union Square.
Okay.
Which is it's a big distance, and it's a very, very fun event.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, go, I guess. I don't know. I'll be out
I don't
of
know.
Here.
I can't tell you what to do.
Honestly, for lack of a better term, check it out.
There was actually a lack of a better term there.
Yeah. That term was fine. It was also three.
Do you want to tell us the name of the next song? It's in French, and you are in you I'm are in a French scholar.
I'm in the background cramming for my life for my French exam. It's at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow, and I just started studying. This is Le Merveilleux
Ooh.
Résumé.
Ooh. So you don't pronounce R's in French? Is that
yeah.
Le Merveilleux Résumé?
Only allowed because it's French, I feel like. By underscore by dot Alexander all caps from
awful zero. Awful name.
It just like, also I don't know who is on the album cover. It's a familiar face.
It looks like Iggy Pop kind of.
It's
or
not.
Does it? Never mind. It just looks like an Iggy Pop album cover too.
Let's hear the song, man.
I guess.
Thank you. Part of something. sick from being underfed. When I was 12, all I did was cry. I saw my favorite band burn alive. When I was 10, I hated you, 'cause you hurt me, it was what you knew. Do you miss me, Stephanie? 'Cause I'm really missing you. Where you are, I don't care, I just wanna be a part of something.
Okay. What did we hear in that set? Did we play four songs back to back? I did not update the Spinatron also. So we start with by Alexander Le Merveilleux Résumé. And then I did not queue up something after that, so I panicked and picked 666 by Bon Iver. And then we heard Crab by Alex G. And then we just heard, and you won't see this on Recently Played because I forgot to update it, Sprawl 2 by Arcade Fire, which I just realized Arcade Fire released a new album. Somehow did not hear about it. So we're going to play a song from it.
Let's hear about it, yeah.
It's called We.
As in W-E?
W-E. And the most popular song on it is The Lightning 2. So I feel like that's probably the one to try.
Sure. Yeah, I like that.
That might be the last song that we play.
How long is it?
It's 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess station ID.
Sure.
Do you want to do it?
Sure. This has been Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Radio.
Radio. So let's hear this, and then we might play something after that.
Cool.
And that's where I'll leave it.
Yeah.
Will I make it through?